Welcome to God, Sex, and You, a daily discipleship podcast on healthy sexuality. Here's your host, Purity Pastor Dustin Daniels.
We have been studying gender this week, and it's been an introduction to the theology of the human body. Yesterday, we talked quite a bit about Bruce Jenner. He's the most well-known transgender person of our day, of course. And today, our conversation, it transitions into how do we minister to our LGBT friends? In today's lesson, we hear a lot of questions and comments from the class, and it turned into a great discussion. So in today's podcast, we'll discuss several things. Number one, the way that we view gender is crucial to how we minister to others. Number two, how and why we choose to fill our God-sized hole in our hearts with everything but Jesus. And number three, the topic of judging our LGBT friends. Today's lesson is titled, Ministering and Loving Our LGBT Friends. The way that you view gender is so crucial to how you minister. We have to understand that Bruce Jenner is made in the image of God. I saw another video with a person that I did not recognize. I couldn't tell if they were a male or female. They had tattoos all over their body, and he is telling this story. And he, at the end of it, he became a woman, and then he had sex reassignment surgery, became a woman, and now he's back as a man. And he literally said this. He said, as I became a Christian and started to walk with God, I heard him say this to me. I forget what his name is. He said, Tim, I made you a man. I made you a man. And he's telling this amazing story. And talk about powerful for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Did that story begin with a progression from pornography? Because I watched a similar testimony, and he started with pornography at a young age, and it just progressed.
I can't remember if that's the same guy or not.
So let me ask you a question. So we know that all of mankind has been created in God's image. So all of mankind that looks elsewhere other than Christ for fulfillment will be always in eternal or internal turmoil. You'd have to think that a man or Jenner in his calm, cool, quiet nights when he's thinking to himself and he's within himself, he's got to be absolutely miserable.
Just like the rest of us, right? Just like whenever I go outside of the boundaries of Almighty God to find fulfillment, I've made myself my own God. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That is my idol. So, you know, that God-sized hole in all of our hearts, it doesn't matter what it is. But we see the extreme here, and now Bruce is the poster boy for all of this transgender stuff. And the reason that I bring it up in this lesson tonight is to let you guys, yeah, this is an extreme case. But I just have to believe and know that because of everything that's going on, that these folks are going to become part of your community. And my prayer for you is how you respond to them, is that you don't back away from them. I saw a person at a restaurant just a couple weeks ago, and he was going through the transition to become a woman. And I'm sitting there with Amy, and I'm just watching him. And I just praying, like, what would I say if God gave me the opportunity to have a conversation with him? We have to understand that...
Hang on just a second. That's a really good point here, guys, is... We do have a tendency to judge those outside of the body, and we give a free pass to those inside for some reason. But you guys know in 1 Corinthians when Paul says
no, judge those in the body, those outside don't judge. It seems like when we do see someone, visibly in their sins, such as alcoholic or something like that, we instantly look at, alcoholic. Let's cure them on that alcoholism. No, they need Jesus. Jesus is the cure. So do not look at their sin and say, let's take care of the sin. Look at what they have inside the heart and what they need in the heart. Does that make sense?
Yeah, where is that? Where is that?
It also reads that, therefore you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges, for in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself. The answer shouldn't be, it should be absolutely the same answer to whomever comes across my path. Yeah. The question is, am I willing to speak to them in love, what the truth is, right?
Yeah, at our church we have a homeless person, I believe he was, and he was probably some mental illness, and he was basically kind of hanging out in kind of like the children's playground area. And it was kind of brought to, you know, the security team at our church, for lack of a better description, by some of the parents. He essentially was escorted off, you know, he got belligerent, verbally speaking, and, you know, he was told that if he comes back again, there'll be a, you know, like a restraining order. The thing about it is, for a transgender person, I mean, I've seen one at our church and it was a funeral and, you know, that person came and went, but there's going to be, it's going to take a lot of prayer, you know, just be realistic, you know, and I'm kind of probably thinking this in my own point of view. And I get it, because that transgender person is no greater sinner than I am. You know, with my porn issues, my food issues, my pride issues, all the above.
Yeah, it's easy for us to look at them and go, oh man, right? I'm so much better. Ha! The reality is that when we try to fix the symptoms to the heart problem, we're not ever going to go anywhere. We have to get our eyes off the sin and onto our Savior. Period, the end. That's the only way to deal with this kind of depravity. When someone comes to you with a porn addiction at the church, this isn't about stopping them from looking at porn. This is about pointing them to Jesus Christ and Him making the decision to stop.
Guys, this is the head, heart, and hands all over. Yep. We don't produce better Christians by saying, this is what you do. This is how you think. No, it is what you trust. So present the gospel. We are not going to win someone, a homosexual, for instance, to the Lord by saying, don't you know what you're doing is wrong, you're sinful. No, they think it's great. They're not discerning. You win them through the heart, through their lack of Jesus Christ, that there is a better life. I think when they come to know Christ, the first thing they're going to say is, what I'm doing is wrong, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now let's work on that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Our purpose, just like Adam or Adam, I love the new one. He was created to walk with God. We were all created, Christian and non-Christian, all of mankind, to reconnect with our Creator. That's what's missing. It's not, hey, you better stop that. They think it's great. Does this make sense to y'all? You hit the heart. You're not going to convince them or force them with their hands to change anything about them. The Spirit will draw them. That's a heart thing. Y'all with me on that?
Yep.
Okay.
The best thing that we can do when someone comes into your church or ministry or you see them at Starbucks and they start a conversation, you're in there and it's, well, let me just say church or ministry, but they come seeking something that they don't understand. The best thing that you can do as a church or ministry leader is to make sure that they know that you love them. I will physically hug and tell people that all the time, that you are loved, and you will be shocked at the last time they actually heard that. Because it's the love of Jesus Christ that has the power for this person to actually change. We've got no power to do anything. It's the love of Jesus Christ that gives hope.
I was talking to this guy who had served in Africa as a missionary for like 20 years. And he was praying through, he was praying over this group of people that were missionaries or hoping to be. And he included John 3:17, which we always skip past. And it says, "For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him."
Yeah.
So the purpose, there is judgment. We all know that. That comes. But the mission of Jesus and what he's called us to do is to show the hope that we have.
And your struggles with this area of sexuality is the best thing that you can share with someone who's struggling with sexuality. Because they see you guys as pastors. They see you guys as leaders. They see you guys are so pure, they have no idea. And you need to tell them the stuff that runs through your head. You need to tell them what you did, because then they will start to trust you. Because this is about the redeeming story of Christ in me through them. Yes, sir.
I want to go back to what he said earlier about, you know, there's transgender people or homosexuals, you know, just hard to help them. But when I saw that image of Bruce Jenner, it struck me that he's kind of crying out for help. So, you know, he's maybe the reason he's doing what he's doing is because he wants to be helped. And I guess he needs help more than anybody else, mm-hmm. To a certain extent. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So maybe there is counterbalance to what you said, which is these people maybe are pretty close to maybe,
There's a different way to see people's brokenness. You can see brokenness in him. You can see brokenness in certain relations. You can see brokenness. But at the end of the day, guys, we're all the same. We're all just as much messed up as everybody else. You just can't see the level of brokenness in me. That is so true, isn't it? That we're all broken. But see, the reality is that some of us just hide it better than others. And I think we could also make an argument that the more outlandish someone is, the more desperate they are looking for Jesus. And I would say that they are so close. They're so close to finding Jesus. They just don't know that they're trying to fill that God-sized hole in their heart with all these temporary things. Well, tomorrow we are going to wrap up this study on the theology of the human body and discussing gender. And we're going to discuss what this cultural battle really is. What's it look like from a political perspective? If you're new to the podcast, I want to say thanks for listening and welcome. You can learn more about the ministry and the podcast and the radio show by visiting dustindaniels.org. And you can access over 200 radio shows and podcasts, all dealing with sexuality. You can also email me your questions through the website as well. I would love to hear from you and maybe answer some questions that you've got. Well, thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and You. And you can follow me on Twitter at Purity Pastor and on Facebook at Dustin Daniels Radio. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4:20 that the kingdom of God isn't just a lot of talk, it's living in God's power. And that power is the very name and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Walk worthy today, my friend, as you cling to Jesus. I love you and I look forward to our time again tomorrow.